What will tell you early whether or not the Raptors are feeling, you know, are feeling fat and maybe a little satisfied, Alvin, after winning game seven the way we won it?
The way they come out, you know, like I said, was a very emotional game. It was a very emotional ending. You know, there's a lot of things put into that game to win that entire series. So a lot of times when a team come off a seven-game series, you can see two teams. You can see a team that's energized and ready to go and have good rhythm, or you can see a team that has a little lapse, you know, focused mentally, a little fatigue. So it's going to be interesting to see how the Raptors come out and also how Milwaukee comes out, you know, after having a long break. And they may have the energy where they're ready to get back on the floor and have their home crowd, because I know their home crowd is going to be pumped. They've been waiting for a long time to get to this moment, and they're going to be really excited. So it's going to be, I think, the beginning of the game is going to tell us a lot which direction this game is going to go.
What worked against Philadelphia that could work against Milwaukee, and, you know, maybe vice versa? What was good against Philadelphia that won't be of much use against Milwaukee, because they are two different teams?
Yeah, definitely two different teams. You have a Milwaukee team that's very deep. You know, they have a lot of players that can do a lot of different things. And, you know, you have that one guy who's a monster and Giannis. And he's the guy who makes the team go, right? He's the guy that can do everything offensively, defensively. And he's just a great player. So I think, you know, the Raptors, the other guys are going to have to really step up. I don't think it's going to be that easy of a task for Kawhi Leonard. To have the type of games that he's having throughout the Sixers series. You know, he was used very, very much. He had a high usage rate. So it's just one of those things where the other guys are going to have to step up, as we've been saying, like, even against the Sixers. So hopefully those players, Serge Ibaka, it was great to see him have a great game seven like he had, because I think he's going to have to really play a lot of minutes, a lot of important minutes, because of Brook Lopez and just the nature of the Bucks roster. So I think the other players are going to really have to step up and really be consistent, you know, across the board.
How do you, Alvin, if you were designing a game plan to focus on Giannis, how do you go about stopping him? Do you assign somebody to him? Do you have to, I don't know, can you double team him? I don't think you can double team him, because everybody else in that damn team can shoot a three-pointer. So, I mean, you got to pick your poison, but what would you think would be the optimum way to defend Giannis?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be, I mean, you already know, everyone knows in the whole world, it's going to be tough. It's not going to be one person. It's going to be multiple people. It's going to be, you know, a wave of people trying to get in front of him. Now, we know he's not the greatest shooter, but he will shoot. Unlike Ben Simmons, where Ben Simmons just wouldn't shoot the ball, but Giannis will shoot the ball. So he'll keep you honest to a certain degree if you play off of him. But he also has the ability to attack you if you play off of him. Also, he has a different type of aggression than Ben Simmons. A similar skill set as far as what their deficiencies are, but he has a different approach. And I also think on the offensive end is how you limit Giannis. I mean, you have to take good shots. You have to take, you know, you have to be a little bit more deliberate on your offense, because he's a guy that, you know, he can get a rebound and get out in transition. So the transition piece is really big. So if you limit poor shots, or you limit your turnovers, you can negate a part of Giannis's game. But on that offensive end half court set, it's going to be really tough, because you mentioned they have shooters around, and he's such a great job of, you know, finding the other players now. He's finding those players. He's penetrating. So it's a tough matchup, but I don't think it's one person to answer your question. It's going to be a multiple bodies and people just being physical with them and just making it hard for him, because this is just one of those things where it's not much I don't think you can do against a player like this.
Conversation with Alvin Williams on the Jeff Blair Show. The conventional wisdom here, Alvin, is that the Raptors bench may be able to play a bigger role in this series because they aren't going to face the type of length. I'm thinking particularly of the Raptors backcourt. I'm sorry, of the bench, the backcourt of the bench, if you want to call it that, Fred VanVleet and Norman Powell, because they won't face the same type of length that they would have been facing against the 76ers. Can you see those two players in particular playing a bigger role in this series? Or you've already said Serge Ibaka's got to have a big series. Do you think Nick Nurse really keeps a tight rotation?
I think you have to give him a chance, because, you know, these players have been helpful They have been good. They have been serviceable throughout the season. So, you know, that series, and it happens in the playoffs. Sometimes, you know, the series or the games aren't going your way or it's not a great matchup for you. And fortunately for the Raptors bench and the Raptors team, you can advance so you get another opportunity to play. So you have to get out of that little funk that, you know, the bench was in. And like you mentioned, the Sixers, it was a tough matchup for those guys. You know, they had bigger perimeter, they had bigger guys. They could switch a lot of positions. So for Freddie and, you know, Norm, it wasn't the ideal situation, but this could be it. Fortunately enough, their postseason play. So I think if you're Nick Nurse, you definitely have to lean on them and you have to give them an opportunity back into that type of rhythm that they've been in all year and for the past couple of years. So I think Nick will give them an opportunity, but once again, you have to be prepared to make those adjustments if it's not working.
Alvin, is it going to make a difference that the Bucks have not seen the Raps with Marc Gasol?
I think it'll make a difference because Marc, he does bring a different element. He brings another decision maker. He brings another player, someone from the outside that can shoot the ball, and he's just another good player. So it's going to make a difference. And in general, the postseason anyway, it's a different approach. It's a different preparation. You know, it's just a different type of intensity. So it depends. You know, the Bucks, are they ready for this type of show or this type of environment? So it's going to be totally different, even with Marc Gasol and even being in the playoffs, yes.